The best part of being a recovering actress and a female voiceover artist is that I still continue to act through the very cool animated characters I've been lucky enough to give life to. One of my favorites has been the femme fatale Poison Ivy, who I've had the pleasure to play in the Arkham trilogy. One of the fun parts of creating an iconic character as well known as she is to review her history, and what a diverse history it is. From her first comic book appearance in 1966, she's lived in every form of media, from animated series and movies to live action and, of course, video games, and had great actresses play her. While I honor what they've done, I always like to bring my own spin to a character and how I can imbue myself in them. To me, Poison Ivy is a super sexy, spellbinding seductress. I love a good alliteration. But like all great villains, she's more multifaceted than her sardonic one-liners belie. She believes what she's doing is right and noble. Nature always wins, is her credo. And Poison Ivy believes she's the catalyst for nature's power to be executed, so to speak. As she says in her Arkham Asylum files, she took what almost killed her human self, Pamela Isley, and turned it into a positive. As if becoming Poison Ivy was her destiny. Being reborn, both physically and psychologically, she seeks revenge for herself and her offspring, and wants to rid the world of despicable meat sacks. Being the mother of three children, I would do anything to protect them if I thought they were in danger. And even though her extreme view is comic book appropriate, and her actions far beyond my imagination, inherently I do understand her motivations. And that helps me to play her with truth as a character, not a caricature. To me, she is a skewed mother nature in its human form. And we all know, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Her sensuality is conveyed through her languid walk, as well as her seductive voice quality that I use to convey her overly confident swagger. But when she speaks of her children, there's a vulnerability that comes through, and I wanted to convey that as well. In Arkham City, even though she means to do harm, it's always in defense of her plants. In Arkham Knight, it was gratifying for me to play a more nuanced side of Poison Ivy, as she evolved from being an anti-hero to Shiro, showing more of her humanity for Gotham's humans as well as plants. The video's end is a spoiler alert, so watch what you just want to see. The greatest compliment I can receive from a fan is when they say, not only do they love the character, but love my performance. That makes it all worth doing. So what's next for Poison Ivy? Just like her many iterations, I'm hoping she lives a long, heroic life in animation, and that I get the opportunity to play her once more. And when my son finally gets his long-awaited Xbox, I'll look forward to playing her as well. Love to have your comments or thoughts.